This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. The search is on for a new principal at a Colorado Springs high school. In late January, Pine Creek High School principal Tracy Carmody was placed on administrative leave, with just weeks later resulted in a walkout by both staff and students. The walkout is said to have been done because the district has not been transparent and still are not being about why Carmody was placed on leave. The district has now posted the job on its website and has said that Carmody will not be returning for the rest of the school year. The Colorado Springs Police Department says that on Saturday, a man robbed a postal worker near Teal Court and Mallard Drive. That's in the area of Fountain and Shelton. The suspect is described as a young black man wearing a black hoodie and gray pants. He is slim, weighing about 160 pounds and is 6 feet tall. The United States Postal Service Inspection Service is now offering a $150,000 reward for any information leading up to his arrest. According to the USPSIS, the man allegedly approached a postal worker while he was loading a community mailbox and robbed him at gunpoint, taking various keys at around 10:50 Saturday morning. Anyone with information is asked to call 877-876-2455 if they witness Saturday's incident to be eligible for the reward. A Colorado Springs man is being sentenced for several bank robberies. Authorities say 39-year-old Aaron Raj was on supervised release when he robbed three banks in Colorado Springs in April of 2023. Raj was found to have several loaded guns in his possession at the time of his arrest. He has pleaded guilty to three counts of bank robbery and has been sentenced to 17 years in prison. Staying on the crime blotter, Pueblo police are investigating a shooting which has left one person injured. The shooting happened on Sunday afternoon near the intersection of 4th Street and Glendale Avenue. Police have not provided any updates on the victim's condition or announced any suspects or arrest. Colorado Springs Fire Department investigators said this afternoon that the Mark Shuffle Road fire was caused accidentally due to dragging chains from a vehicle. As of this afternoon, the fire is at 640 acres with 90% containment. One Colorado Springs Fire Department brush truck will remain at the fire scene to patrol for hot spots. Fire crews are confident that the containment line will hold. And also, there was another grass fire right next to the KRDO News Radio studios at I-25 in Cimarron earlier this afternoon. Authorities are releasing the name of a motorcyclist who was killed earlier this month in a crash in Colorado Springs. The crash happened on March 1st at the intersection of Austin Bluffs and Meadow Lane when an SUV and a motorcycle collided. The motorcycle driver is being identified as 23-year-old Joseph Heath. He was pronounced dead at the scene. And finally, top intelligence officials are warning of the greatest threats facing the country and the world.
During a hearing on Capitol Hill Monday, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says authoritarian powers are increasing, trying to undermine U.S. interests. She warned that China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea are expanding cooperation with one another, highlighting the need for sustained U.S. leadership. Haines added that emerging technologies like AI have enabled bad actors to carry out significant attacks on institutions around the globe. There's also been a massive increase in ransomware attacks, with U.S. entities the most heavily targeted. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Cloudy skies continue through the evening hours. Overnight lows in the 30s, highs back in the 60s on Tuesday under partly cloudy skies. A lot of cloud cover through Wednesday as our next incoming system brings a mix of rain and snow to the region through Wednesday morning and Wednesday afternoon, changing over to all snow Wednesday night to Thursday morning. This system is likely to linger across the region through Thursday afternoon, not really tapering off until Friday afternoon. So expect periods of rain and snow from Wednesday onward through Friday, with higher terrain areas highly impacted with heavy snow through Friday afternoon. before it will slowly clear out by the weekend. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.